Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
And being patient. So thank you so much. I thank everybody for being on Facebook Live as well. I'm actually, doing a broadcast from home today. The fires are going on off the 405 freeway, and I didn't want to get stuck either going or coming. So I said, you know what? I can do it remote. So I said, let's just go ahead and stay home and do it remote. I was going to do it outside, but, you know, internet connection can be a little spotty. So I said, what the heck? Let me just do it home from my home office, which is, this is where I am. You don't need to see all of it. You just need to see me, okay, and my hat, right? This is a throwback hat from me. Okay, so I've since changed my logo and everything, but this was the original hat that I had made back in the day. So, but I thank everybody for listening in to On Air with Russell of Hotels. Hope your weekend was good. Hashtag hospitality unplugged. What does that mean? That means Russell can say whatever he wants to say in the realm of hospitality. I mean, I'm a hotel person, tourism person. That's what I do. That's what I know. So that's what I'm going to talk about. So if I know something, if I don't like something about hotels and things that sometimes we do, not just hotels, but it can be restaurants, it can be tourism boards, it can be anything that has to do with hospitality. Okay, so don't just think it limits me or limits it to hotels, because it doesn't. Okay, so anyway, let's get to it, right? It's been a good week. It's been a good week. What did I do this weekend? I'm trying to think. Cut my grass and watched a lot of football. So that's what I did. And I'm at home, so you never know what's going to happen, right? You never know who's going to walk in. I just heard the garage door open, which means somebody's going to be walking in here, and they're going to say, what's going on here? So just in case you see that or hear that, I'm from home today. It's hospitality unplugged. So that's what can happen sometimes. But I just want to thank everybody for joining in. Industry news, LAX, Uber, and Lyft. You guys know what's happening at LAX? Well, you can't take Uber as of this morning at 3 o'clock, October 29th. You cannot take Uber into the LAX. You can't take Uber into LAX. Okay, you can't take Uber, Lyft, or taxis into LAX. They will drop you off at... See, then I tell you, hospitality unplugged, we got people just walking in, right? Well, it's walking into a hot set, okay? That's what this is called. It's called a hot set. That's when it's live, everything's going, and then someone just walks in like, should I be here? What's going on? This is my home too, you know? Anyway, that was my daughter. Anyway, so, but she didn't know I was doing this from home, so I can't blame her, right? But you never know what's going to happen. But anyway, LAX, Uber, Lyft, taxi cabs. You cannot drive in the terminals anymore. So there's a parking lot east of Terminal 1. I think they say it's like a 10-minute walk. I would take it, it's between the terminal, Southwest Terminal is Terminal 1, right? I would take it's between there and where the Hyatt is. I would guess it's that parking lot right there. I would hope that it's that parking there because they said it's a 10-minute walk. So hopefully 10-minute to the furthest point of LAX. Because if you're walking to Terminal 1, that's only a couple-minute walk. But if you're walking to Terminal 7 or 8, that can be, hopefully it's only 10 minutes. So those are things that are happening at LAX. I just want to let you guys know, just in case you had not been there this morning. Okay. So that was it for my industry news today. Because I've had a lot of stuff going on the last couple of weeks. I just did a panel discussion at Cal Poly Pomona. I just did, what do you call it? I met with people at this management company I'm going to tell you about later to form a new partnership. And then the last thing, I was in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Now, I did a show from Santa Fe the first day I was there. That was Tuesday. But I have not come back and report on how that fam trip was. You know, fam trip, you know, in the hotel world or the hospitality world is a trip that, become familiar with the destination. So I'd never been to Santa Fe. I was invited to come. We got to look at 5 hotels and some other things, some other destinations, or not other destinations, but other venues to have events at. So we got to see the convention center. We got to see some off-site venues like houses and things like that. So pardon me. People are trying to call me, but I'm doing Facebook Live here. I can't take no calls right now. Come on, people. So anyway, I want to thank you to Dr. Courtney Burrell, PhD, Collins College of Hospitality Management. I want to thank her and Professor Leslie Butler for inviting me to be on a panel for their new program. It's called Partners for Success Program Orientation. So these are new students, new specifically minority students that are coming in to Cal Poly Pomona, specifically through the Collins College of Hospitality Management. For people that don't know, I attended Cal Poly Pomona as well and went through the program. It was not called Collins College of Hospitality Management at that time. It was called something else. I think it was called Center of Hospitality Management. But, you know, it's the same program. So I came through the program along with Leslie Butler, who is now a professor. So we actually came there together. And they asked me if I would sit on this panel. It was 4 of us. It's myself, Professor Butler, and Chef Briones and Chef Michael Reyes, who actually are two, they're on the staff there. They're chefs, but they're on the staff at the Collins College. So I was able to go there, meet students, you know, talk about my experience, not just my college experience, but my professional experience as well. So hopefully they invite me back and maybe we can get into a little more of that. Because one thing at this stage in my career, not that I'm over and it's done, but you always want to give back if you can, because somebody, you know, helped me out one day and pushed me in the right direction. And I'll say who that was. Professor Glenn Voss. He's one of the people that did look out for me and actually push me into sales, or actually he challenged me, but I won't tell the story now, but I appreciate that. I also appreciate the fellow panelists, so that's Chef Briones, Chef Michael Reyes, and the student advisor, James Yokohama. I hope I'm saying that right, James. So thank you so much. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels, or the Russell in Russell of Hotels, which is me, right? So Russell@RussellofHotels.com. And this is if you have any questions about anything, if this hospitality, hotels, what hotels to stay in at the hotel, in certain cities. Someone called me, actually someone from Blythe. They texted me the other day and said, hey, I want to go to New York. What do you think about New York, or what hotels do you have in New York? Or I don't have any hotels in New York. I may have some connections there. I can make a couple phone calls, maybe get a decent rate for you. But I recommend it. Don't stay in New York. I said stay in New Jersey, which is right across the river. Take the ferry over. What an experience, right? Go into the city. It's like maybe total time, distance. I can't think of the time and distance. Probably, I would say 30 minutes, you'll be in Times Square. from where we stayed, because I actually took a Lyft or Uber into the city. And that was actually my first time in New York. So, and actually stayed in New Jersey, T-Neck, New Jersey, took the ferry over, got off the ferry, took a cab to whatever, I can't think of the street, but it's where the tree lighting ceremony is and all that stuff, Times Square, if you will. But that's how I got there, and that's how I got back. So it was an experience. So he asked me, and I told him. So things like that. Feel free to email me. Like I said, it's russell@russellofhotels.com. You can get me on Twitter. I'm on social media all the time. I mean, I post a lot of things. It's a lot of things from my trips I post. And that's just a way. First of all, it's a way for me to remember where I went. And then second, it's a way for people to see what I actually do. You know, things that I post, other hotels see it, restaurants, whatever. I mean, I post food. I post everything. So Twitter @russellofhotels.com. I mean, sorry. At Russell of Hotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edman. Facebook, I have two pages. That's Russell L. Edman and Russell of Hotels. And I got a website, russellofhotels.com. You know, www, for you old school people that don't know, you have to put in www. You don't have to do that anymore, I don't think. Just put russellofhotels.com. This is a live show. So if you see me now, I'm on Facebook Live. This is live. The podcast. Well, it becomes a podcast. It's a live radio show, right? It's on latalkradio.com. But after it's over, it becomes a podcast. So you can listen to it anytime, anywhere, as long as you go to your favorite podcast platform. If that's, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, whatever you use, you go check it out. So we become a live show. So it's a live show. Then we become a podcast, or I become a podcast. Never thought I'd say that. You know, Russell Hotels. Now I'm a podcast now. Never thought I can say that. But now, guess what? You dream big enough and it happens, right? Sponsorship opportunities. So while I was listening to the music going in my ear, which you guys probably can't hear unless you're listening to you're listening and watching at the same time. I was putting this across, you know, my logo. That's like advertising, right? So when I'm in the studio, I mean, it comes out a lot better, right? I'm not in the studio today, but when I'm in the studio, that comes out a lot better. So if hospitality organizations want to advertise within the show, because we get a lot of people that listen, that follow, that because I post the show on every platform, from YouTube to all the ones I just mentioned, LinkedIn as well. And of course, it's on Facebook Live if you so happen to be watching me. Thank you so much if you are. So advertising. So if you wanted to advertise your specific or particular destination, your hotel, your restaurant, or whatever, look at this. And I'm talking about, you know, Russell Hotels does this, Russell Hotels does that. Or actually, I did this one for Ask a Concierge. I had her on the show a couple weeks ago. So if you have any questions about anything in LA or probably anything within the world, Ask a Concierge. Okay, she didn't ask me to do this. I'm just giving her a plug real quick. And that's Sarah Dandashi. She was a great guest on the show, and I probably will have her on a show again. We may do some tag team stuff. I don't know. We that's all in the works now. You know, in Hollywood, it's just, you know, it's a thing that we're working on. So anyway, so you never know, but keep watching. Who listens? You know, feeder cities, my feeder cities are L.A., of course. Orange County is a big draw. New York, San Francisco, Chicago. Those are particular feeder cities for the show. So if you because when you're advertising, you always want to know, well, who's listening to it or who watches it? Or where are these people? What are the demographics or whatever? I don't have all of the specifics, but I can tell you the feeder cities. So I have probably access to 50,000 people via social media. And do they all listen at the same time? No, but I bet I get more than 10% of the people, because what I do is not just rely on the Facebook Lives now. I record those and put those on all the other social media platforms. So if they don't see it in this form, the live form, or they don't see it on the podcast or listen to it on the podcast, I put it on all the social media networks or channels. So LinkedIn, things like that, it's on there as well. So if you don't see Russell Hotels doing this radio show or podcast, that means you're not trying to see it, because it's there. Just click on it. Check it out. So what is the Russell of Hotels group? What do I do? Hotel site selection. That means I go to hotels on behalf of companies and organizations that need, you know, space for, they need a hotel for conferences or meetings, conventions, things like that. 10 rooms or more is considered a group, right? So anything 10 rooms or more, I assist those companies, organizations. If it's an individual that needs all these rooms, then I'll do that as well. I mean, from, I've done family reunions, I've done corporate conferences, I've done things for nonprofit organizations, for-profit organizations. Of course, we always like that, right? It doesn't matter who it is. We do it from 10 to 1,000 rooms a night, 5,000 rooms a night, whatever you need. That's what Russell of Hotels does. My job is to go out and find that location that's suited for you. And as far as a contract negotiations, I do that as well. Pricing, I do that as well. Make sure the clauses are in the contract that need to be in there, and make sure the ones that don't need to be in there are not in there. Because, you know, once those the clauses are in there, you need them or not, if they're in there, you sign it, you're going to be responsible for some things that you didn't even know. What is that? Cancellation. What does this cancellation mean? What does this attrition mean? Why did I sign this? Well, go with Russell of Hotels. That's what I do. So that's one thing. Digital marketing. So if you look at a lot of social media, I do a lot of digital marketing, meaning basically putting things up or advertising for hotels or destinations. You look at any of my platforms, you've seen the last things I've been doing have been from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Great destination. I'll talk a little bit more about that. But a lot of things I did, including the food, some of the hotels we went to or stayed in, all that stuff is on my social media platforms. So check it out. Business development. Now, this is a new thing. Just met with Broughton Hotels last week, and we're going to come up with a partnership, meaning I'm going to assist them with developing their business of, they have a management, their Broughton Hotels is a management company. They manage hotels. They have about 15 hotels now that they currently manage. Well, they're looking to grow that. So, you know, with the synergies that, you know, we've had in the past, meaning I worked for them before, and now I'm doing my own thing, and I'm kind of all over the place, meaning get in front of people that maybe they probably can get in front of, but maybe they don't have time to get in front of. Well, guess what? I'm out there anyway. So we are forming a partnership so I can go out and find more management contracts for them. So that's one thing that I'm doing. Yes, I finally got a headset. Yes, thank you. I'm looking at, you know, people are putting comments on Facebook Live, and I had to respond to that because that was my sister, so I have to respond to her. She's one of my biggest fans, okay? So anyway, but yeah, I did, Marsha, I did get a new headset, so now you see it. But yeah, so Broughton Hotels, new partnership, okay? So listen for more of that stuff, or you're going to see more things. You're going to see some advertising and promotion that I'm going to put out as well as far as the partnership with Broughton Hotels. But this is a national thing. It's not just for LA. We're looking for hotels all over that don't have, they may have management agreements. Maybe they're not happy with their current management agreement. I worked with Broughton for years, and I do some task force things for them now, and they've been consistent since day one. So since I've been involved with them since 2010. So we're going on 10 years that I've worked with them. So it was a good thing, and I do appreciate Larry. I appreciate Robert, who's the CFO. Okay, Larry's the CEO, Robert's the CFO, and then Jim Schichter is the COO. So I met with the top three people with the company. So I thank them very much for, you know, giving me the opportunity to do it and to work with them a little more closely on some things that are important to both of us, not just to them, but it's important to me that, you know, I can go out there and make some stuff happen for them. So there you go. So, and I'm a radio show host. So those are things that I do. So radio show host, meaning I talk to or interview today's hospitality professionals. So, you know, there's a whole list of people I want on the show. And, you know, there's a whole list of people that want to be on the show. But, you know, you have to twist their arms a little bit. They don't just come, you know, oh, yay, I want to be on the show. No, they don't do that. Unless you're Sarah Dandashi, who, you know, was wondering when the heck I was going to invite her on the show, you know, so she is ready to go, ready and willing to come on the show. And she'll come on the show again if I ask her to. And that's what we want. We want people to want to tell their stories, right? Everyone has a story. And we want, people want to hear about it. People want to know that, you know, you started as a dishwasher and work your way up to a GM, or, you know, you bust tables to get through college, and, you know, we want to know that. And then you became a GM or a VP of this, a VP of that, president of this, president of that. That's what we want, right? That's what people want to hear. Who's on blast? Now, what does blast mean? Blast means these are people that I want on the show. And just so you know, okay, let me back up. We're live here. I'm on Facebook Live. Russell, On Air with Russell Hotel Show. I'm live from my home, from my office area. So I'm not in the studio today, just so people, when they tune in, they're like, well, what's going on? That's kind of a new look there. Yeah, and I'm actually dressed a little down. Like I said, I'm at home. I'm not going to, you know, get dressed, you know, and things like that just for the show, because I'm here, right? So I'm wearing the hat, got my new glasses on, got my headset on. Didn't shave today, so, but anyway, that's okay. So who's on blast? Brian Churchill, VP of LA Tourism. You're on blast. Carol Motley, a.k.a. C-Mutt. She's on blast. She's Director of Convention Sales with Destination DC. Hey, Conrad, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in to me. I appreciate you. Conrad's a good friend. Used to hang out with him and when I was at Sportsman's Lodge. He's an actor. Look up Conrad Bachman. Luis Torres, Universal Studios. Luis, reach out to me. What's going on? I know you know that you're on blast. Reach out to me. I know you guys are busy at Universal with Halloween horrors and all that stuff, but reach out. Stephanie Corsino, Hong Kong Tourism. Stephanie, now we've talked. You know you're on blast, so you need to call me. Sam Thompson and Matthew Diamond. They're with Sync Meeting Management. You guys are on blast. Sam, I know we've talked about this, but you know, you're supposed to continue to reach out. You have to call me and say, hey, Russell, I got a date for you, and we'll get you on the show. And guess what? You don't have to be in the show with me. You don't have to be sitting next to me. Okay. You can call in if you like, and we can still do the interview. No one will ever know. I won't tell them. Intro of today's, I don't have a guest today, but I do have a couple topics I want to talk about. One was my trip to Santa Fe, the Fed trip, right? I mean, the hotels that I went to, the kind of the things that we did. Some people I want to thank for opening up, you know, their hotel and open up the city or their destination to show us a good time. And they definitely showed us a good time. And Santa Fe, if you've never been to Santa Fe, New Mexico, I have to be honest, it wasn't on my list of places to go, but a client of mine had mentioned something about, you know, Santa Fe or having meetings in that southwestern area kind of thing. So I say, well, hey, there's something going on in Santa Fe, so let me go check it out. And one thing about Santa Fe, they have quite a few 4 or 5-star hotels, which I didn't know. So it's a city of 80,000 people. So it's not that big. It's very walkable, the community or the city. So their downtown area, it's like a plaza. I mean, it dates back, for people don't know. I want to say it was established early 1600s. So it's the oldest capital in the United States. Santa Fe, New Mexico is the oldest capital in the United States. So it dates back to the 1600s. So it has the influence of Spanish, Mexico, and Spanish, New Mexico, and and Native Americans. Spanish, Mexico, Spain, Mexico, and Native Americans, okay? So it has a flair that you wouldn't believe, the green chilies, the things that they do with the food. Very good, okay? We made tamales, oh my God. Vegan tamales, hello? Made vegan tamales. The chef knew I was a vegan and asked, hey, I got some vegan mix here. Do you want to go ahead and make some tamales? I said, well, how'd you make the masa? She goes, normally masa has lard in it, right? It does, all right? Well, she made it with vegetable oil instead of lard. So came out the same as regular tamales, but it didn't have any meat on it. It had like a corn squash. They call it cabacitas, something like that. I'll have to look it up. I'm sorry. But it's very good. Very good and very spicy. So these are the hotels that we went to. And I'll give you their specifics of the hotels, meaning their vital signs, how many rooms and how much meeting space. Because that's in the hotel world, hospitality world, that's what we care about. Well, how big is the hotel? How much space do they have? Meaning, can I house my groups there? And that's what we're all about. Russell of Hotels is about getting groups to utilize maybe destinations that they never even thought about, like a Santa Fe, New Mexico. The first one, I actually stayed here. Inn and Spa at Loretto. That's L-O-R-E-T-T-O. 136 rooms, 12,000 square feet of meeting space. That's one thing. Okay, check this out. You never know. Hey, Janie, you never know who you're going to run into. Okay. 2 weeks ago, I think I did a show and I said, who's watching you? That kind of thing. Meaning you never know who's watching what you're doing. You know, if you're professional, if you're not professional, if you're drinking too much, if you're acting, you know, silly, you're getting full of yourself or whatever the heck that may be. Well, I run into a general manager that I used to work with like 16 years ago, right? He's actually the GM of a hotel that I'm staying at in Santa Fe. So I'm talking to the director of sales and he says he wants to introduce me to his GM. So, and the guy has his back to me. The GM has his back to him. So I don't see his face, but I just see the guy like, okay, I'll stay right here and wait. Well, he was taking too long. So I was walked toward the elevator and the guy turned around. And then the DOS says, hey, let me introduce you to Russell. He's with the fam trip. And before he could say anything, I said, you're Hal Leonard, aren't you? He's like, yeah, you look familiar too. And I said, I used to work for you at the Crown Plaza LAX years ago. He said, wow, you have a great memory. I'm a salesperson, okay? So if I don't have anything else going for me, if I've seen you before, I'll remember you, especially someone that helped me out. He was a nice guy, and he helped me out. So if he didn't help me out, I probably still would remember him, but for all the wrong reasons. But Hal Leonard is the GM there now. He was the GM at the Crown Plaza back in, it had to be early 90s. Okay, so it's been some years since I've seen him, but I remembered him like it was, you know, yesterday. And I said, Mr. Leonard, hey, blah, blah, blah. We talked about who was the DOS at that time and all the stuff. But now, mind you, I had to tell him this. I was only there for 3 weeks because I was offered another position at another hotel. So I was only there for 3 weeks. But he didn't remember that part of it. He just remembered that I booked business on the first day that I was there. That's who can do that? Boom. Drop the mic. Who can do that? Who can say that they booked business as a sales manager on the first day you were at the hotel? Not many people can say that, but I can. So he remembered that. Okay. So Inn and Spa Laredo. That's one hotel that I went to see. 136 rooms, 12,000 square feet of event space. El Dorado Hotel and Spa, 219 rooms, 34,000 square feet of meeting space. La Fonda on the Plaza, 180 rooms, 20,000 square feet of event space. Hotel Santa Fe, the Hacienda and Spa, that's 163 rooms, 6,000 square feet of space. What I'm doing is going through the list of hotels that I went to when I was on the fam trip in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So that's what I'm doing. So for people that are just tuning in on Facebook Live or on LATalkRadio.com, I just want to let you guys know what I'm doing. So the next one was the Drury, I can never say that right. Drury Plaza Hotel, 182 rooms, 17,000 square feet of meeting space. And then we went to the convention center as well, which is the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. They have about 40,000 square feet of meeting space. They actually have some outdoor space as well, weather permitting. It was beautiful weather when we were there, but it's actually hot, to be honest with you. But they have event space in and outside. And then we met with a DMC. Now, you know what a DMC is? A destination management company. So a DMC is what we call it in the industry. They're responsible for doing those things that maybe the hotels don't do, meaning transportation, you know, tickets to events that maybe you can't get or you haven't even heard of, cooking schools that you didn't know existed, team building activities that you weren't aware of, hiking. You know, Santa Fe is good for skiing, right? Did you know Santa Fe is roughly 7,000 feet up? Did you know that? I didn't know that either until I flew in there. But yeah, it's the airport is at 6,600, and about time you drive to Santa Fe, it's about roughly about 7,000 feet up. So they're skiing. It does snow there. So this DMC, whose name is Marcia Skillman, and her company is called Santa Fe DMC, she took us on a tour. She showed us, you know, offsite venues. And they're also, DMCs are also good for offsite venues. So say you don't want to have, you don't want to have everything in your hotel at the, or the convention center. Maybe you want to do things in a restaurant, or especially a restaurant that you didn't know can accommodate 100 people. Well, you call Marcia and say, hey, Marcia, I have this group of 200 people. And we want to feed them, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I got this place over here, blah, blah, blah. Or I have this offsite house. You know, it's a regular house, but it's overlooking the mountains and things like that. We can shuttle people up there. Once again, I said transportation. She can take care of the catering part of it. She can take care of the venue. So that's what a DMC does. So Marcia Skillman took us on a bus tour throughout Santa Fe, and was very knowledgeable about, you know, what's going on in Santa Fe and things like that. So I do thank her for that. That's why I'm mentioning her today. Santa Fe Cooking School. Now, part of, thank you, Mr. Sam Jackson. I appreciate that. Hey, Val Walker. Thanks for joining in. Santa Fe Cooking School. So one of the things that was kind of unique to this was, it's kind of like a team building thing, I would say, where the tourism board or Tourism Santa Fe, they set up a thing where we could learn how to cook, you know, cook the Santa Fe way, if you will. So what we ended up doing was making tamales. I mentioned this earlier that we made tamales, okay? So vegan tamales, okay? So they had not just vegan tamales, but the chef made special because they knew that I was a vegan, right? So that's one way you can identify what's a great place to go. It's how they treat you, right? They treat me as an individual. Now, everyone else is not vegan. I don't think anyone else was even a vegetarian, but they would ask me every time we went to a venue for lunch, they would say, oh, you're vegan, right? You're Russell, you're vegan, right? And I say, yes. I say, we have something special for you. Oh, just go ahead and have a seat. We'll bring it to you. So I didn't have to go in the lines. I didn't have to wait for this because they had things that were special. They had things that were specially made. And one thing that it does, it helps the chef be creative, or you can see if the chef is creative. So my job is to find creative spots or 1 second. I had to drink a little water. That's one thing when you don't have a guest. I have to do all the talking. So I get a little parched. So I need a little water every now and then. So one thing with being a vegan, I can tell them that, or someone told them ahead of time, and the chef is going to see what he can create that's going to kind of, you know, set the tone for me. Because like I said, I'm a planner. My job is to bring people to them. So what if I went there and they say, well, you got to eat what, basically, this is all we have. And it's just some basic stuff like a salad or something, not creative or anything. You think I want to bring a group to that? Because I'm going to remember it, although it's not up to me. But maybe I won't even present that particular hotel because I had an issue with them. But if you have, but I wouldn't do that because that's not what I do. I'm just joking. But if you get a good vibe from it, you know, if you're going to fight for that destination or the hotel. I'm like, hey, you ever thought about, you know, Santa Fe? You know, they're doing some special things there. They're doing, you know, green chilies. They're doing this, and they're doing it in a way that maybe nobody else is doing it, especially on a vegan, as a vegan. So thank you very much for the people at Santa Fe Cooking School. It was a team building. They didn't just make vegan tamales. They made pork tamales as well. And then they had empanadas, dessert empanadas. So they had, they may have had peaches in them, peaches or apples or something like that. I can't remember because I wasn't making that. I was making something else. So and we all ate together. And I think as far as meeting planners were concerned, there's only six of us. There were six meeting planners. Everyone stayed at a different hotel so we can all experience what was going on within the city. And I want to thank you to Justin Cox. Justin Cox is sales manager at Tourism Santa Fe. Now, Tourism Santa Fe represents about 50 hotels and as well as the convention center, which is 40,000 square feet of meeting space. So that's their job. So Justin was my main contact. So he made sure you know, we were taken care of. He followed up, make sure we got back to our hotels okay, make sure flight information was good, make sure if we got if we had transportation, he made sure I had transportation back to the airport as well as from the airport to my hotel as well. So he had everyone's phone number. He would call, make sure we were on time to get to our scheduled meetings and things like that. Because in a fam trip, everything is jam packed, right? Meaning there's events that they have scheduled for you. So 8 o'clock breakfast, and the breakfast may not be at your hotel. It may be at a hotel, you know, maybe 10 minutes away, a 10 minute walk. So everything was very walkable. So I think we met at 4 different hotels and all those hotels were walkable. I didn't drive to any of those hotels. I think I walked to all of them. So that tells you right there that Santa Fe is very walkable from the hotel I was staying in, which was the Inn and Spa at Laredo, to the furthest point. And I think that may have been, I don't know if El Dorado was the furthest one. I can't remember what the furthest one, but they're all in walking distance. So very good. So thank you so much, Justin Cox. Collins College of Hospitality Management. I want to thank them for, you know, inviting me. And I said I was going to talk a little bit more about it. So basically what it was a panel. There's a panel of four of us. I'm missing what I'm going to say. What was it? Gosh, losing my train of thought, but that's okay. I was a student advisor. Okay, there you go. It was, there it is right here. Partners for Success Program Orientation. So I guess one problem that maybe Cal Poly, all Cal States are having as a whole, because this is an initiative to get more minority students into the Cal State system. And not just to get them there, but to retain them. So it's retention as well, right? So the president of Cal Poly, I guess, took it a little further and went specifically to departments or colleges, separate colleges, and say, hey, what do we need to do to keep the enrollment up of minority kids? Because they either they don't come here or they're not staying, okay? So, and within the College of Hospitality Management, the Collins College of Hospitality Management, I knew that was an issue when I was there. And that's been years ago, right? So now they're trying to do something about it, which is good. And if they ask me to do it, I'm going to go and just at least tell my story, because that's what it's about. It's about telling your story. It's about trying to relate to them. Because at one time, guess what? I was a minority student at Cal Poly as well. And at that time, it was less than 3% of us were Black, okay? Looked like me, okay? So, you know, people don't want to talk about, people don't want to hear about that, but that is the reality, okay? So their job is to try to get more students to stay in the College of Hospitality Management. So they invited me to come and share my experience as far as my college experience as well as my work experience. Now, there was 3 other people that talked as well, but, you know, it was very well receptive, very well received. And I would say there's at least 20 students that were there. You know, they were all people of color, if you will. So, and which is good. And they talked about the different programs, the different clubs you can join, different organizations, you know, kind of get them indoctrinated into the college, if you will. Because when I was there, and it could have been part of me, the onus could have been on me that, you know, I'm just trying to get out. I'm just trying to go take my classes and get the heck out of there. So it could, like I said, could have been part of me that I really was not engaged, or maybe it just wasn't, it was at that point wasn't even engaging for me. I don't know, because I spend more time on the main campus, but things have changed on the main campus than I did on the Hill, so to speak. But today, everything is on the Hill. So if you went to Cal Poly Pomona now, and the Collins College of Hospitality Management, it's on the hill, which is next to Kellogg West, right? If anyone's familiar with Cal Poly at all. So all the classes, everything in your major are there. You know, all the, you know, your general education requirements are down at the bottom of the hill. So at least the first 2 years, you have to still go down there to do it. But when I was there, everything was down on the hill. Maybe one or two classes was up on the hill. And I didn't spend a lot of time up on the hill at all. So now they're trying to change the narrative, so which is a good thing. So anything I can do to assist Professor Leslie and Professor or Dr. Courtney Burrell, I'm here to assist them. So hopefully they call on me again to do that. So that was one thing that I did. And then the next thing was meeting with Broughton Hotels. And I, like I said, I mentioned this earlier, but I'm just kind of reiterating again, partnership has been formed between Russell of Hotels and Broughton Hotels. Broughton Hotels is based in Anaheim, California. They have about 15 hotels, primarily boutique hotels. So their hotels range from probably 50 rooms to 180 rooms. That's where they are now. But right now, what they're trying to do is expand their portfolio. They want more management contracts. So I met with them. Like I said, I have done work for them. I worked for them back in 2010 to about 2003, 2004. And I did an assignment for them not too long ago, probably within the last 2 months. And they asked me, and we got together and met after many cancellations or postponements of meetings. And, you know, good things come to those who wait, though. Remember that. And then we finally talked about, you know, partnering together and, you know, assisting them with business development, meaning getting more contracts for them or management contracts for them. So that's basically what I'm doing. Okay. So, like I said, I want to thank again, Larry Broughton, CEO, Robert Rycroft, CFO, Jim Schichter, COO. Those are the three guys that run the company. So I do appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the time you guys spent with me last Friday. And I look forward to, you know, doing some good things. So with that being said, I'm almost out of time. See what happens when you have fun? You're doing things, and I'm working from home today, so that's a good thing. I'm doing at least the broadcast from home today, and I do work from home. My computer is right in back of the screen there. Just you can't see over there. You can see in back. You can see over this, over here. I had to put a screen up because I didn't want you guys to see what was in back of there, okay? So I'm kind of trying to make it presentable. And guess what? I may do this again from home. If I don't have a guest, I mean, I think it's kind of cool to do it from home. That way I don't have to rush, because I actually drive about 20 minutes to get to the studio on the 405 freeway. And today was not a good day because of the fires that are going on. And we pray and hope that the fires actually stop and that no other houses get damaged, because that is definitely devastating just to see what's going on the TV and just to see the smoke and things like that. So, but we're okay here in L.A. where I live. So, but pray for the people that it's affecting, because believe me, that is that's a huge deal to have to deal with that. So let's keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Okay. So anyway, that's the Russell On Air with Russell of Hotels show. Hey, look, one thing before I get off the show, I still have a couple of minutes since we started a little late. I was looking at LinkedIn. Okay. So I'm on LinkedIn a lot, right? So I have about 26,000 people that I'm connected with. So every now and then, and I'm sure everybody does that, everybody sees this, that people will look at your profile, right? People that you're not connected to will look at your profile. Why don't you, when you look at the profile, why don't you just connect with me? Because you can only see so much until you connect, right? So I don't understand why people, like I was just right before the show, somebody looked at my thing and then I looked at it to see if I was connected to them when I wasn't. And the thing with me, I can't connect with you unless I have your email address, because what happened, LinkedIn kind of limits me as to what I can do. I'm not a paid member of LinkedIn, but I was able to amass 26,000 followers or connections without being a member, right? And I think that goes against what they stand for. So they actually suspended me for a while. They said that I was getting too many people that are following me that I didn't know. And I said, well, what is LinkedIn? What is the purpose of LinkedIn? Isn't the purpose of LinkedIn to connect with people that you don't know, that maybe you can form a connection? So that was my whole issue. I'm like, why is LinkedIn blocking me or suspending me from doing what I do? Because some of the people I don't know, because you have the option to click, yes, I'll connect with him, or no, I won't. You can delete me, right? You don't have to worry about it. So I was trying to understand what the problem was. So I sent them a lengthy letter, a note, and said, basically, how dare you you know, suspend me from doing this. And that is the whole purpose of LinkedIn, to get connected with people that you didn't know. I mean, that's what networking is all about. So you go to a networking function, and you're going to go to a networking function with people, everyone that you know. That's not how life works, LinkedIn. So once I send that letter to them, they immediately reinstated me, but now they put a limit on it. They said, well, you can't link in with anyone else unless you have their email address. So I'm going back to what I originally said. If I look at a profile, I'm going to connect with them, because, you know, people, they're going to see that I'm looking at their profile. So why not connect with them? So that's all I'm saying is, if you go to someone's profile, you just want to check out, oh, who's this Russell Hotels dude? You know, I'm looking at it. Just click on it and say, okay, connect. Let's connect. And then we can go from there. So that's all I'm saying. That was just something that was on my mind. So anyway, that's it for today. I appreciate you guys tuning in to On Air with Russell Hotels. You guys have a great day, great week. And I'll see you next Tuesday, same time, same day. Peace.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.